Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad we don't work no one day out of the year to say
thank you, Jesus,
for your birth.
Because
we really believe that he needs to be lifted, not just watch us here on one day out of a year. So we say, well, you celebrate your birthday. You celebrate your birthday. But trust me, I never will compare my birthday to Jesus' birthday. We thank God always, Reverend, for the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we
sir.
Thank him, man, for the Holy Spirit, because we live in a time, man, that praises don't lift. We lift man more than we lift God, man.
Come on, man.
We was taught a little while back, Reverend, you and I was taught that we listen, but we're not lifting them high enough.
That's right.
We lift
right.
automobiles, houses, jobs, kids, wife, husband, watch this now, and tangible blessings that God let us have. We lift them more, we lift God. And I'm talking about high. Sometimes you don't even know you're doing it. You're not even conscious of it. And we learned just a couple of days ago, Emmanuel is with us.
He's with us.
because he left us with him with the Holy Ghost.
That's it.
He left us his spirit. And you and I can worship him and praise him and lift our voice without saying, Lord, I need an automobile. I need a house. He know you need that.
Mm-hmm.
He know, mm-hmm. He know you need necessities in life. But he wants us to do one thing, Reverend, is lift up our voice.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just, you know, every time someone sees God, they will say, holy, holy, holy.
Mm-hmm.
And they, every time they see that Jesus, they'll say, holy, 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 the Lamb of God. It wasn't Jesus, now I got you here. I need this bill paid. I need my husband to act right. It's not about that with him.
Because
he already accomplished all of that. All man
has
to do is rely on the Holy Spirit. And when you rely on the Holy Spirit, God will give you some sustained power to get through what you are right now. We call life.
Yes, sir.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with life now. And life is so short right now. The man is what they're doing, Reverend. They're doing their own thing. They're making their own rules and playing their own songs now. And God's going to look at this earth one day, and he's going to get tired. He's done it before. He's done it before.
Yes, sir.
Done it before, and he'll do it again. I just pray for when he does it, we all be able to make it in. The Bible says judgment will begin at the house of God.
Yes, sir.
If you keep reading that scripture, this is it. Let's go to that before we get into our lesson, real. If we keep reading that scripture, this is why I said I'm visiting. I think it's 1 Peter over there. 1 Peter somewhere. 4:17, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. You got that, yeah? Look how it reads.
Yes, sir. Right,
uh-huh. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Now, this most people quote that. They get good with that. But he said, and it first begin at who?
At us.
Is that what I'm saying? He said, what shall the end be for them that what? Obey not the gospel of God. And if the righteous earnestly be saved, where shall be the ungodly and the sinner appear? Look what he said, let them that's according to the will of God, oh help me, Holy Spirit, and commit the keeping of their soul to him is what? It's well doing. Oh help me, Holy Spirit. And I love this book. Look how the book stated. He said, as unto the what? The faithful. Who read it? I know you got that. Over here and over there, we don't preach safe. We don't preach Kool-Aid. We don't preach water down. Because this thing got so close that people are living any kind of way and still serving God. Will walk in God's house and walk out in the same condition they in, because no conviction in the Holy Spirit in their body to feel. See, they'll wave their hand at a good song. They'll clap their hand at a good joke. But boy, when you start dealing with that spiritual man, now you ain't my business.
Yeah.
Let me leave it alone, Rev. I just wanted to
sit there. Read some real.
Yes, sir.
Now read this right. It says, I see this with Patrick. It says, the only way to keep the soul well is to commit it to God by prayer and patience, perseverance, and well-doing. He will overrule all to the final advantage of the believer. Oh, that, I believe that just sums it up.
That's deep.
Right there.
That's deep.
So if you want your soul kept, you, like Rev said, it has to be a commitment. You know, I don't see a marriage working out if one person always running away from commitment. But when you commit yourself one to another, you're gonna see some. You're gonna see some completion there. You know, your relationship will be so much better when you cheating on God. that he tell you to do, just do it and watch him bless you.
Do
you
it.
Know, like Rev said, if you just obey, you don't have to worry about telling God what you need, because before you call,
the Bible is
when you plead to God.
Bible.
But before you can trust his word, you know. When you just obey, just God know what you need. He's going to supply them needs, but he wants you to do like Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. You know, you want to be worried about nothing else. If you're seeking what the things of what God wants, you don't have to worry about being ready when it comes, because you're seeking him. And you'll find yourself like Paul said, I find myself in a betwixt, you know. One part of me wants to go, but for the family's sake. I'm here to try to help, but there's a journey deep down within, because I love him so, and I'm yearning to see him. I'm yearning to walk the streets.
Yeah.
I'm yearning because of because of this love affair that he allows us to build with him. And every time we get into this word, it starts to stir up that thing, and it makes you want to look at yourself to see how can I be more pleasing in his sight, because I want to keep this communication that we have when he whispered to me. Oh my God, that's much better than a promotion or than a raise or than a new house, a new home. When the Almighty, like this 19th verse, as unto a faithful creator. Oh, hallelujah. committing yourself. Do you know what blessing you unfold for yourself by just doing what thus said the Lord? Not to for no shape, form, or fashion, but because you love him, because you appreciate him saving you, because for what he have already done for you, from predestined thing that he's already done for you. He already set you on course. Oh, my God. It should make you run happily to say, God, what can I do? What can I do to be more pleasing? Like, what can I do to be a better vessel for you? Oh, hallelujah. You find yourself, you know, you talking about joy, unspeakable joy. It'll set yourself on fire. It'll set yourself burning. I just wanted to, praise the Lord. When you read that, yeah, man, and I seen a cross reference, and I just had to read that, man.
That's what we do. You know what we do. We move with the spirit of the Holy Ghost.
We was on
the back line just when we got on. And we weren't even talking on this all at all. Man. But what we love about God, you know, he'll give you things to say.
Yes, sir.
At the time
that needs
to be said, you know.
Thank you.
You know, like I said, we don't teach and preach safe, man. When somebody, what you talking about?
Mm-mm.
Well, we teach for the condition of the people's heart. We preach the condition of not condemning you, but warning you, as Jesus does and then do in our life every day. You know, you know, we wake up in our mind and our heart. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We thank you, Father God, for your peace and your love and your Holy Ghost, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the words that have already went up, Lord. It was a pleasing outside, Lord. If it was something was said was misunderstood, Lord, let it have a receptive spirit of your Holy Ghost to cover the understanding, Lord. Cover us right
now, Lord.
As we reason in thy word, as we convey your love, Lord. Let it be the Father God that's... It might be a soul out there. What must I to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
Or how can I return from backsliding? Let it be the preach word, Lord. Let it be through a comment, Lord, just to turn someone from the dark to the marvelous light. Lord, we thank you for this ministry, Lord. We thank you for how you pay for it each every month, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for when we come, Father God, we try to lift you up, Lord, so people can see you, not us, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, hide us behind the cross, Lord, as we stand before you people, Lord, as we convey the word and converse in having a dialogue of your Holy Ghost, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in advance, Lord, for who you're going to help, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord, for how you're going to turn someone's heart to say, I was blessed when I came on. Let it be because the priest teach word and not the individual, but the word of God, Lord. We thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray. The reason why I want to do it, because we already, I know where we at, really. I know where you at. I know where myself at. But we want you to know this is it's not a formal church where you go and do the deacon, do the prayer, and you know, might have a praise team. You know, we come over here to take time out, and what God give us, and we'll try to convey it out. Sometimes we come out, we don't even have a subject. Sometimes we don't even have a scripture. Sometimes we don't know who we say anything. Because we don't operate with one person speaking all the time.
That's right.
It don't operate the one person in control. Because but one person in control this whole ministry, and it's God.
I'm going to say
that
one
time. It ain't but one person in control of this whole God's plan. It is God. So that's why when we moved we moved to a scripture. Basically, somebody said, "Well, they ain't prayed yet." And they already see, but you know, you might not pray. You might not.
All right. Come on.
You might not even do it. But just for the sake of for the spirit I felt a while ago, that's why I went on praying, Reverend, because we were talking word. And, you know, now we need God to help us to, with them words, you know, express it like you gave a reference for that scripture. But did you know people hear people quote things, man? People, you know, I'm not a Bible thumper, as they will say, but I like to take people to the word. I want you to go to the word with me, and I want you to look in the word with me, and I want you to read along with me. So when you say it ain't thus says Reverend Henry. It is out of the divine persuasive of God. When you read this word, it's a divine persuasive of God. What you saying?
Mm-hmm.
We are trying our best to persuade you, to let you know Jesus is salvation. That's all it's about for us.
We ain't
asking for no tangible things for nobody. We just ask for your prayers, though. We ask for your prayers. And pray for, if you don't think, you think everything all right with you, you know, you can pray a little bit more for us. Because we believe in prayer over here. You know, and I was reading, it was something that came to me, Rev, and I'm going to throw this out. I'm going to get out your way.
Okay.
It was something, look what this came to me. I was just reading, and I went back this over to this chapter 3, right? And I was just hovering over it. And look what it said. It said, but sanctify, look what it said, the Lord God. I'm in 3 and 15 over there. 3:15 He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Look what he said, and be ready always. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, that's what I love about the book.
Thank you, Jesus.
About the 66. And Reverend and I know, anybody is teaching the preacher know that if you're sincere about this thing, if you really counseling with and meditate with God in his word, God is not going to let you like no food. Oh, yeah, be Holy Spirit. Look what the scripture just said. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Look what he said. And be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you a reason. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I read it anyway? Can I read it anyway? A reason of hope that's in you with what? Meekness in the fear. That's what it's at. That's what it, man, I'm sorry, man. I know
where it is. No, you're good. You're good, man. You're good. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let the spirit flow, man. Thank you,
it's imperative that you hear what I'm saying, that you have to sanctify yourself in the Lord God. It's a timeout for people playing with God. He's going to put you in a situation that, my brothers and sisters, that you're going to have to fall on your knees. And it won't be you're giving him thanks. It's because, Lord, I'm not even fit to even look up to your heavenly being. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Because now he has transitioned now. Now the answer is there. And when you're doing ministry, you have to wait on your ministry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You have to wait on your ministry. So you can go out there too fast. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And God will show you because you didn't wait on God. So Jesus telling them, Peter's over here telling them right now that God will give you an answer. And your answer and your help for people, it should have reverence in it. It should have meekness in it. It should have love. So when your presentation and your delivery of God's word should be in the way that someone feels so condemned, there's no hope there, Reverend. There's no hope there. It has to be that the Holy Spirit said, can I say this anyway? 1 John 4:1, if you don't mind, try the Spirit.
Yes.
By the Spirit. Where it be unto God. And we keep reading, remember, he said, because he said, if anyone is teaching that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, is teaching the right way, Doc. But anybody is teaching that Jesus not, he didn't raise from the dead, he or she will have an anti-Christ spirit. Somebody said, well, that scripture in verbatim, I won't explain it, though. I won't explain it. Like they said, when you hear someone teaching Jesus Christ and lifting Jesus up and telling you that is the way to go, you are in good company. Whatever, how he convey it to you, it might not sound like your favorite preacher. It might not sound like your favorite teacher. But if he is giving that word right, but Jesus Christ, in that season, in that time, in that spot, God going to give him an answer for you so he can help you in time like this. Watch this. He said, having a good conscience, that whereas that we speak evil of you as the evildoer, right? He said that they may be ashamed that the falsely, what is that right here, right? Falsely accuse your good, conversation in Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I got to tie this up. He said, but it is better if the will of God be so. Oh, Jesus. Did you hear this, man? He said, but it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer, Reverend. That you suffer, God's plan, for the will of doing them that what? For the evil doing.
For evil.
My God.
Yeah.
I read it a little while back, but he said recompense. That in my book, it said recompense. Your book might say repay. Recompense no man for evil.
I
read
that.
He said because you know why, Reverend? Because the God we serve is already in tomorrow.
That's right.
He's already there. He's already fixed. So he allowed us to go through some trials and tribulation for the suffering of the cross. He allowed us to go through some trials and tribulation, my brothers and sisters, that you wouldn't even imagine. You know, sometimes you'll just look at God, I can't handle this. Don't you know he already know? That's why he got it there. Some of us need to mature in him, so he allow a little more trial. Sometimes he wants you to leave some things alone, so he allow a little trial to bust you a little bit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then you'll find people looking at you and talking about you. But let me tell you something. They talked about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. But I believe they talked about
him.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they're dealing with our everyday speech. They're dealing with how we walk, talk with God, and they find faults in that. Paul even said that it's some rough teaching when Paul teaches this over there in Romans 7, if you just get around there. He said, I find myself doing things, can I do this, remember, that I shouldn't be doing.
That's right.
He said, but it is the sin of the law. I find it's the sin that's in me. That's what he said. It's in me. Yeah. I wrestle with. You know, so then he keep on talking, Rebel. Even when I try to do good, evil is always present. That's telling me somebody's doing pretty good with God. Man, that don't sound like that. How is he? Mm-hmm. That's like he doing good with God, and all the evil and trials and tribulations coming his way and her way. How you gonna tell me that's good? I'm gonna tell you why. Because when you don't have problems, and when you don't have tribulation, and when you don't have no ups and valleys in life, you might be walking real close to the adversary, because he don't have to do nothing to get you there, because you're already going the way he wants you to go.
That's right.
But when you try to with the king, when you try to really walk with the king, when you really try to walk with the king, brothers and sisters, you're going to go through some trials. You're going to, man, you're going to go through someone. You're going to look in the room. It might be somebody you love the most. He'll try to get in them. And then if you don't pass by a mirror two times or three times, you look in the mirror, it might be just you want to start the whole commotion. You know, he wants to disrupt some things because he don't want us to have our mind on Jesus. But the Bible tells us, sanctify yourself. That's what he said, right? He said, but sanctify. Is that in the book? Is that 15, right?
It's in the book.
Read that 15 for me. Read that 15 for me, Red. Help me with that 15, man.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to make sure.
but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I like Rev. Tell you before we got on the broadcast, we were talking, and then I said, "Man, I don't want to say no more that I don't have nothing." This scripture right here, it said, "But sanctify the Lord in your heart."
You're working it.
Yeah.
Go with it. Go with it. Go with it.
And be ready always to give an answer. Oh, praise the Lord to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you. And I just said it because God has done too much, and we know too much, and he has given us so much faith. Oh, with meekness and fear. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, man. That's a blessing. Nobody else getting a blessing. I know I'm getting a blessing right now. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
And Reverend, you know what, Reverend? We didn't even rehearse this.
Thank you.
What I love about good teaching and preaching and what we're doing right now, I really believe that's what we're doing, right? Two people doing it, maybe somebody else might give me. You don't see nobody trying to outdo each other when they talk.
Right.
Let me leave you alone, man.
Thank you, Lord. Because
we might,
beautiful,
might
beautiful.
Be the wrong line now. We ain't trying to do that. We're trying to lift up the kingdom and kingdom
that's
building.
Together.
Well, you can get, say, except we be on one accord.
That's it.
There's a lot of meat in this lesson. We just ain't got that yet. But I want to let you know, just that little verse or two right there, it should send some. If you're spiritual understanding us right now, it should send some all over your body.
Yes, sir.
The way it was
sir.
Conveyed.
Yeah,
you know, the way
yeah.
God his presentation of the deliverance just there. Someone said, "Well, that what we just did right there enough to last you another day or two." You know why? Because some of us ain't got we don't have them in our heart. Some of us ain't taking time out to have meekness when we convey things. Some of us don't show no reference. Some of us wonder why trials and tribulation come, because we give the word, because we teach, or because we say we love God. Some of us don't understand how God is really elevating you through your in your maturity of the stress that we call stress, right? The tribulation that we have. Some of us don't understand that God is trying to build. And when he builds, he had to turn something down. Some of that stuff he got to get out of us so he can be lifted up. For God to be lifted up, we have to decrease. And how you decrease, sometimes in ministry, I've learned, in ministry, you got to have a spiritual ear. You see, we just went from one place to another place. That is a spiritual ear. You know, and somebody, Reverend just got an answer. I just got an answer. See, on the difference between us, that we'll tell you by our answer. Leave me alone, man. Leave me alone. I'm going to hit this highway. I'm rolling. I'm on the road right now. I'm rolling. Come on,
okay.
Right. Come on with it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go with it. Go with it. I think I see you. I see two lines came
yes,
over.
Yeah, you open. Hey, Brother Joe.
Hey, Jackson. Man, how your brothers doing today?
God bless you, man.
Great, brother. How are you?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm very encouraged. It just so happened I was looking at this same book of Peter. And,
thank you, Jesus.
And it talks about the godly living right before the world.
Yeah.
And living a righteous life, you know, before the world. And so Peter explaining it to us to a point to where it doesn't matter what this world is going. You have to be bold in your stand for Christ. And so
that's
he said, being bold to a point of saying, who is going to harm you? Verse 13 said, who's going to harm you if you're eager to do good? Who's really going to put hands on you? Who's going to come at you with a malice spirit if you're trying to do good? But even in that, since you'll suffer, you have to understand that no one told us that this is going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
This walk with Christ is not going to be easy. It is not going to be easy. There are suffering that goes along with that. But then again, when you start talking about that meat on it, when in 15 start talking about, but in your heart, set apart for Christ as our Lord, always be prepared to give an answer. Because I think that's one of the things that we fail when ministering. And no matter which way we're doing it, whether we're singing or whatever it is that we're doing with ministry, is that when people do ask us, we want to cower out. We don't want to stand. Mm-hmm. We want to be only behind those walls of church and talking about and professing Christ. But it's when we get out here on these streets and when people are challenging us in our spirit to want us to think that, you know, what we always say when right is they make right wrong and wrong right. No, we have to speak against that. We have to come against that and stand holy, boldly, stand holy and bold for the Lord. That we have to always give that answer. And that answer is, again, what Christ has already defined in our lives.
Praise God. Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful, man. That's really beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God always for that there, man, because we iron sharpens iron. That's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Did Joe open up? It was an accident. Let Joe.
Well, you know, it wasn't an accident, but it happened because God wanted me to say something. But, man, I appreciate you, brothers, and I'm continuing to pray with y'all and for y'all. And I just want y'all to continue to pray for me and my daughter. And I love y'all, and I'm out of here.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, man. Man, that's all right. The Lord just worked this out just like he wanted it. he led us over there, and Reb Jackson was already looking at it. Well, thank you, Jesus. And I found strength because if they let him ensure evil and do good, let him seek peace and ensure it.
Then I tell you, boy, that Peter,
man,
that Peter, something else. He,
man,
it is better. If it's the God's will for us to suffer for doing the good than to do evil, you know, we're going to prosper more. We're going to gain more. You know, we can, you know, what does it profit a man
mm-hmm.
to gain this whole world, but don't have
and
Christ? So to lose him, it profits us nothing. It's twinkling cymbals and sounding brass. So when we start looking at this and we understand the reason for our suffering, the reason for what it is that we're doing, that we're suffering for a reason. There's a payout. You know, again, you can invest your money in some of these liberty liberty accounts and things like that, and these high interest gain accounts. And if you don't do it right, you can lose that money. But this walk and this faith that we have in God and this and how we are investing in Him and He's investing in us, there's a payout at the end. There's a payout. It's guaranteed. It's a guaranteed payout. So suffer a little bit, you know, because, again, your suffering is not going to be in vain, brother. It is not going to be in vain. No, sir. No, sir. It is not.
Thank God. Man, but that is so wonderful. It just makes you happy, you know. Just makes you happy, you know. Don't be weary in well doing. Oh man, you're gonna reap if you faint not. And
if you
if you just hold on. Because
if you
Jesus
just hold on.
Told him, Jesus already told him. He said, Satan desired to sift you. He wanted to tear us up, in other words. But God the Son talked to God the Father already about him. He said, but I pray for thee that your faith won't fail. And it takes that faith. Oh, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
It takes that faith because that faith is a substance of things you're hoping for. Evidence is a situation because it's not there.
Yeah, right.
See it, you wouldn't have to have faith. But when you have faith, not seeing it, then mm-hmm. faith is actually starting to become your sight because then thank you, Jesus. Faith, faith coming by what? Hearing. Oh, hallelujah. When you hear that word, when you hear, man, I was going to stop right now and just say thank God, because after you read the scripture and then I heard it and then I accepted it within my heart, and it caused my heart to just bubble over when trials and tribulations do come. It tells me right here in the scripture I don't have to worry about it. It tells me that the eyes of the Lord are over them that's trying to do the right thing. Because it's the right thing to do. Oh, regardless of the situation or how it looks, you stand up for righteousness, and I thank you for that, Reverend Jackson. We don't need to be a coward, but we need to stand for what is right. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because somebody told me somewhere, it's coming up again.
Yes, sir.
It's coming up again.
You know,
oh, hallelujah. He's looking. Oh, hallelujah.
As you were saying, Rev, you were saying that if we faint not, if we faint not, you don't just get up in the morning and normally you just don't walk 2 or 3 feet and faint. That's abnormal.
Come on.
You know, a person tend to faint and get exhausted after they put in work, after they have sweated and have gone the last mile. You know, so it's that faint. That word faint again is that thing that we have to toil with. We put in time with. We put in effort. We go until we can't go anymore. If we faint not, if we don't quit, if we don't give up, if we don't surrender, if we don't wave the white flag, if we understand that what we're doing, there is a goal. There's a goal at the end. There's a payout
Thank
at
you,
the
Jesus.
End, brother.
Yeah.
There is a payout
Thank
at
you,
the
Lord.
End. Suffer.
Thank you, Lord.
It's better to suffer
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
God. You.
That's right.
My.
Oh, man, that's a blessing. This is good. Oh, man, it's good for the hearing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, that's really what this world needs, though. When Jesus gave the commission, he told the disciples to go out into the highways and byways and to compel men. To persuade men. Don't pull a gun on them and make them do it, but persuade them. Persuade
them. There you go.
And so
there
he says
go.
That, hey, you have to, again, this godly living before this corrupt world. If we can't be distinguished, if we look like the world, if we sound like the world,
all right,
then 9 times out of 10, we're worldly.
Come
but
on,
he said
you
have to be different, extraordinary. You have to, again, speak on those things. Always have a word.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to be convicted in your heart and spirit, and you say that for Christ I live and die, then there has to be something that you give. There has to be a word. There has to be a reason for this thought. There has to be a reason for this change of action in your life. You know, that's what it is. That fear. That fear is that false evidence that appears real. That's the acronym. It's false evidence that appears real. And so we can't operate by fear. We cannot. Mm-hmm. We have to stand up and always have a word. And again, to stand up to stand out. There it is. We stand up to stand out. There it is.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's it. Because when you look at that, Reverend, when you kind of get off of that with that a little bit too, it started at the beginning, man. One thing about it, you have to sanctify yourself in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be in your heart. A lot of people got, you know, watch this. A lot of people are seminary trained on Hill and Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They can get the text right, Doc. They can.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to the ruler, to the tutor. How do you say
it?
They get it out. They can convey it out, you know. They give you the report.
Tell
they can get it out, you know. But what I'm saying, what God's talking about, was in the heart, sometimes you can lay it all out, my brothers and sisters. You know what I'm talking about. You preachers know what I'm talking about. And once you start talking, God take you off all that stuff you have written down. But then if you study right, help me, Holy Spirit. If you study right, he'll bring it back to your remembrance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't even have to look at it no more. You know what I'm talking about? But then that's just how God does it. But then there's some things God allowed us to do in the middle of our message, or even our witnessing, or even our everyday life. Just not saying a word, just walking before the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that scripture said about how the people dealing with your conversation. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't all about how you saying something out your mouth. It's somehow what you did or how you did things or doing things or contingent or watch this here. But he said evil people, though. You know? Now, people in church shouldn't have to be even thinking like this here, but I'm going to say it anyway. If there's some evil in you, get a deliverance. Get a deliverance. Don't walk around here and be all disbottled behind something that you know is earthly. You know what I'm talking about? Because this earthly vessel that we in right now, what these brothers tell us about right now, we'll get prepared right now that this old body you in right now, if you let the truth be told, that some of us got more time behind us than we got before.
Oh, yeah.
If we just tell the truth about it, you know, because we really believe that God, these three guys, I'm hearing my voice right now, even Brother Joe, we believe God can come right now.
All right.
Hey, we believe he can come right now. Everything is all well.
Mm-hmm.
And watch this. It won't be because we read every Bible scripture, chapter, did everything right now. It's because of the blood. Mm-hmm. We believe in that blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's been washed in the blood.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's Brother Joe, man. If you get Brother Joe, get him, Ray. That's Brother Joe. You got to get him.
Okay.
Get him. Yeah. He don't know. He don't know. He's working a little bit probably. Yeah. but that's where we at, man. I mean, like our brother said, but this now when he said that and have an answer, if you don't have an answer, don't answer.
Yeah,
now, I really believe that. If you don't have that answer, don't just blurt stuff out, because you can lead people astray too.
That's right. Prayer by.
You have to know that God gave it to you to say it to that person, right? Because I don't know who got that knowing. Did you get it real?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So what we're saying here is we have to watch it, because the devil has some details out there, and he's trying to be so crafty with it that you might be a really good speaker, right? You might really feel like you got the right words to say, but have you ever been talking and they said, hold up for a minute, then they said, man, what did I say?
Come on, man. Y'all might catch that later on. what did I say? I forgot what I said. Now, then somebody said, man, you were saying, okay, I got it now. That's that that adversary can take a thought away because how he try to twist us up sometimes when we trying to do ministry, especially ministry. That's why you got to stay with the horn and get on in and get out. I love God so much because we know in this ministry, like we're doing right now, earn, soft and earn. We're not doing this. We haven't talked to Reverend Jackson. Me and Reverend Henry talked, but it wasn't no, it wasn't no on this order here. We, you know, that's why we know it's of God. I said, Reverend Henry, we might need to do this. That's the operating of the Holy Ghost. That's God know in this season, in this day, in this time, he wants to read that scripture. It was a whole other thing finna happen, wasn't it, real? Something else was finna happen. And then you, I'm going to tell you how I know God was really in it for sure. He told me to pray. Stop. He said, start praying. And we prayed. And look how God lined that thing. Because Reb said it. We got to pray. Both of you said it. We got to pray. When you see, sir. We're dealing with some spirits that we can't see with our eyes. Help me. We cannot see with our eyes. But we got some spiritual eyes. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. That's it.
And we call it discernment, you know. We call it discernment. So we discern a spirit. If you've been around us a little while and listen to us a little while, you know we'll stop and pray. We'll pause. We'll go over here because we're led by the Holy Ghost. We'll actually, that's not saying we don't study. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's not saying we don't get in the Word and read it and rightly divide it. But we have deposited some things. Well, let me back up. God had deposited some things in us, and when he wanted to come out, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. He said, I'm going to give you what to say. I don't even want you to think. Sometimes he tell us, don't even think going to say when you get before him. I'm going to give you what to say. And they're going to know that it came from me. Like my brother was speaking just then, Reverend Jack, like Reverend Henry to the verse over to the reference. We believe, now I know these brothers do, we believe the word of God would, see you, I can talk to you and philosophize and sound all charismatic, all I want to. Let me tell you something. If I don't take you to that scripture, all I just gave you some information.
My.
If I take you to that word, we open that word up, and you reject that word, you're not rejecting me, you're rejecting God. I know it, right?
And you know, and you know, Rev, that's when, and that's so true. And I think that's when we get caught up in our feelings and we get caught up in emotion because we feel like they are rejecting us. No. You are just, he said, Paul said that I came and planted, Apollos came in water, but it was God that gave the increase. So it had nothing to do with me. This was simply about divine intervention of what God told us to do. Now again, you're not stepping on my toes, brother. This is something that again that I'm giving you based upon what God has said. He said again. Peter said it again. He said again, it is better. It is better. It is better if it is in God that we suffer. Not according to man. That's a word right there. That's a word right there. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it's meat. It's a meat there. That's why we can't move from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more or less to this story. You bother me, you know what I'm talking about. We're stuck right here. We're stuck at the right spot, though.
And even in our interaction with them, rejecting Christ, if they choose to do that, even if they choose not to believe what we believe. The Bible here, Peter again, tell us, hey, you still got to walk away from that situation. With gentleness.
Yes,
be gentle about it. With respect. Keeping a clear conscience. You can't keep a clear conscience when you're doing wrong.
There you go.
But when you know you've done right, you can sleep at night. You can sleep well when you know that you have a clear conscience. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
That's real. Yeah. That's real.
Oh, Lord. After a mouth of two or three witnesses. That's what the book said. It's that truth. I heard four witnesses tonight, though. I heard even Brother Joe guy came in with his little witness, you know. I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be the one I get before God when he said, what did you say? I don't want to be that one that said, Lord, I didn't have nothing to say. Lord, I didn't study. Lord, I didn't do stuff. I already know what I am, but I want to hear you say it out loud. You say,
my.
Say something for me. If you deny me for man, if you justify me for man, when I get to heaven,
I don't know you.
Nah, you the same way.
I don't know you. You remember me, don't you? No, I don't know you.
Same way you did.
No, sir. Yeah.
I'm not a preacher, huh? I'm not a preacher, though.
Yes, sir.
But I urge you to tell that person I love him, and you wouldn't tell him.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to tell that person that that's God. You don't have to have no time to do this here. You know, it's a certain level to this thing. I understand that. Don't get me twisted. I know it's a certain level to this thing. But sometimes I seen a man with reed on the side of the road one day. Young man just reading after he had dropped the queen off, and he was just reading out a book. And another young man came to him and asked him, "What is you reading?" He said, "I don't know." Y'all remember that?
I'm reading.
He said, I don't know. But except explain it to you.
Yes, sir.
Took him out.
I was reading from the scrolls.
Amen. So the scripture don't say verbatim what he said, but somewhere down the line, he talked about baptism.
He
didn't tell him, write everything down, but somewhere down the line, he told him about baptism. And when he got through with them, they got on the horse and the wagon and saw some water, he said, what's going to hold us now?
Well, what's wrong? What's going to stop us now?
Okay, can we get this water right now? What's going to stop us from getting this water right now? What's going to stop us? I won't be that same Jesus that when he got baptized, the heavens opened up and God spoke down and said, my son, who I'm well pleased with. Before he took a step out there, he told him to please already. He was giving them praise already, man. I love this day. Thank God. Thank him for the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit.
He so did. Yes, sir. He sure did. What is stopping us? What's in the way now? Ain't nothing. Let's get it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, that Peter. That Peter 3:13. And again, I'm still stuck at that thing, man. It reminded me when I was a little kid, I can't remember.
Watch this, Reverend Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Watch this, Reverend Jackson. Hey, Reverend, that's you making them noise.
Carl
Owens is
My bad, that was me.
I know Reverend Jackson ain't doing all that, man.
My bad.
I thought Sister Henry had you cooking or something. Come on.
I can remember when I was a kid. Little bitty dude growing up over there and again, getting into a little altercation and all that kind of stuff. And my mom ran in the house. And my mom asked me, what was I in the house for? And so just kind of lied about it, and then finally she got to it to a point where I had a little fight, a little scuffle outside. And so I told Mama that, no, I can't go back out there. Who told you can't go back out there? No. And that's when Mama grabbed you and took you outside and watched you play. And so that just reminds me of 3:15. Right there. 3:15.
Okay.
Who is going to harm you? if you're eager to do good.
Come on,
if we're talking about this righteous living, if we're talking about standing up and being a model citizen for Christ, and you worried about what these people got to say about you, man, we ain't worried about that. Who said? Why are you worried about that? You know, who's going to cause you harm if you're eager to do what I tell you to do? Now, I can call legions of angels. Don't worry about that. I got you.
Ooh,
you just keep on being a witness. You just keep on being a witness. Yes, sir. That Peter right there.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
Yes, sir. There it is.
Tight buzz right there.
There it is.
Tight buzz right there.
My.
Tight buzz right.
God is so good. Thank you.
I like that. If I could use it this way, an analogy this way, sustaining love. Sustaining love.
Yeah.
Gonna get you through. Nothing else gonna get you. That gospel. Well,
nothing
love,
else gonna get you through.
I still believe that's considered high as a multitude of sin, Doc. That love. That's why Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
How much sin did he cover with his love? Oh, come on, man.
All right.
How much sin did he cover with his love, man? Oh, man. How much did he cover? He covered. Propitiation. Propitiation. Grab that word and look it up. And understand what Jesus done for us. He covered us from the womb until now. He told one man, I knew you before you was even born, Doc. I knew everything about you. And I knew what I had ordered for you. I knew I ordered your stuff when you came out the womb. Yes, sir. God knew, Reverend Jackson, God knew what you going to be today. 2023. December the 11th. 10 years ago. He knew you gonna be here this day. I know it, Reverend Henry.
What are you trying to open
up?
He back
about?
Making noise again.
I was on mute, but it wasn't me that time.
Who was that?
Who
was that? I don't know. Is that
little Joe? Huh?
No, he closed up. He on mute.
No. Say, man, I think that was you. Cause I know Reverend Jackson, though. He wasn't doing that. I'm home alone. I'm trying to get to the church right now. I'm trying to get to the church right now. Yeah.
We're trying to ease on in there, too.
Yes, sir.
What we mean, it's always just here. It's all about the divine persuasion. All we're trying to do is offer you Jesus. That's all we're trying to do. And it's up for you. Anybody, by the sound of our voice right now, don't know the Lord right now. Don't know him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can say right now, I don't know where I'm going to go if I die today. Because I don't know. This is what we're trying to offer. We're trying to offer you Jesus. He is the way and the only way.
Mm-hmm.
They can lie and say, we all serve the same God. That's a lie. You know, not all serve the same God. All you got to do is read the book. If you believe in the book, I'm telling you, now you can get around some people talking about, well, they ain't the original language. The original language, you know, Hebrew and Greek is the original language, you know. If you want to argue about that, I got some of them stuff too.
No problem.
If you want to argue about that, let me give you this here. People are dying and going to hell, and you trying to tell somebody what a word means. You know?
One word.
We ain't got to get to the point. Do you believe? Let's get that from first. Do you believe? Once we get the believe word, then we might have a conversation like this. If we ain't to the believe yet, I'm not going to sit up there and go back and forth. I know my brothers ain't going to do that. You know, because people are dying and going to hell. The Bible said over there, Isaiah over there around the 4th or 5th chapter over there in the 14th verse, it said hell is enlarging herself.
Yeah,
she is enlarging herself right now. It's opening up. The mouth of her mouth is open and people are running to it like grooms and don't even know they're doing it. And some do, though, because they're living in the natural right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when he really put us in a, when he went to put in our eternal life,
you're gonna want to say, I heard them guys. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. Now I believe. That it won't work now. It won't work then. But it's just, it won't work. Once they call your number, once your blood start running wrong in your vein, and you ain't made him Lord of your life, it's gonna be. Let me tell you something. We can't. I don't care how they preach at your funeral. You know, they can't preach you to heaven.
I don't mind where I'm faring.
What you got going on, Reverend? what was that you, Reverend?
Not me, brother. Uh-uh.
Who was that then? That's a pretty good one, now. Huh?
I don't know. I was trying to pull it up on my phone. I don't know how that, where that came from.
Man, we want to put you on house arrest, man. we trying to put you on house arrest, man. Huh?
Trying to do this mobile thing, fucking.
Well, that was a nice song, man. I forgot that. What we got that song on?
Man, I was trying to bring it up on my phone so I can go mobile, but yeah, that popped on.
I like that song, that boy. We all on the back line talking.
God bless.
Yeah, we thank God. We always thank God for the fellowship. We thank God for the Holy Ghost. That was the direction God wanted to go at this time. And we always say if it was something said, you know, if it was something was misunderstood, you know, we will be carefully and try to go back over it and try to explain it, you know, to the best of our ability, you know. And then watch this here. If it's something you want to add in there and say, well, man, brothers, I think y'all should have said this. I think y'all should have said that, man. Y'all left this out. And we ain't prideful. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But please let the Holy Ghost lead you, though.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, please let the Holy Ghost lead. Don't come try to correct us and you ain't afraid about it, you know? Because what's going to happen is you're going to put a curse on yourself. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Because it's broad. This, they call it a blog talk, but we believe it's God's plan. And we believe God is listening to us. Did you believe that, Reverend? We believe word we say, God is listening. And we're going to be counting for everything we say. I mean, everyone who has spoken in the present, the past, or even in the future, God listened to this ministry. And
sir.
And he's got, and watch where he got some receipts, too.
He got some receipts. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he got some receipts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want God to remember your wickedness.
Oh, man.
Don't hit me. You don't want God to remember your wickedness. You do not want God to remember your wickedness. What you mean by that? You don't want God to remember your wrong, your transgression, and you haven't repented from it. You want to repent so God can allow you to come on in. Oh, hear me.
That's right.
Come on in. Thou faithful servant. You've been over a few things, but come on up a little higher. I'm going to make you over what, Reverend?
Over many.
Yeah. Do you want to get in the service today? You know, we always say there's a way to get in, and that's you got to take that step. We can't make you do it, but we got to make a place for you to do it. So we got to. So watch this. The preachers got to be quiet. You know, we got to be quiet so y'all have an opportunity to come in because, you know, we have to because that's what the ministry about. Open the doors up, Reverend. And allow God to minister to the people, you know. We believe that when we step back and decrease, God can move. He can move in people's lives. Because I know that was enough word to watch this. We just spoke a while ago to save millions and millions of people if their heart would open to God.
That's
the scripture start out. It has to get in the heart first for all the man to receive it. You believe that real?
Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It's in the place. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Good evening, brother. He was running late today, but he did get a chance to make it in and hear a decent portion of it. But he's running a little late. You know, I actually tagged you guys in. You heard that music. That was me accidentally tagged. You know, that was a service. Anything about the word, if it's about my Lord and Savior, it's nice.
I can get that song. I like that song.
If I could just make it in, bro. If I could just make it in. You know, I was sitting here, and as I was listening to the brother speak, and I was trying to figure out to myself, I said, man, you've been asleep all day. You worked all weekend. You're tired. You haven't got a chance to really read anything. What are you going to give them for a snippet? And Brother Eric said something. Brother Eric always said he's a God. The God that we serve. He's just something else. He's just great like that. He's not going to let you look ignorant. He's just not going to do it.
I had nothing
on the brain to actually give him. And my brother said something. He said, if you shame to own it. I thought of it. I said, that's real good right there. So I went over to the book of Matthew and I went to the book of Luke. And I got a question for my brothers before we get out of here. I know the time has grown near, but I want to ask you a question. Are you being ashamed of God by just simply not serving him, not doing nothing, not doing the work of my Lord and Savior? Or are you being ashamed of God by not saying nothing? In other words, are you showing that you're ashamed of God by not acknowledging God? Or are you saying you're ashamed of God because you won't do his will?
I tell you, man, every now and then,
in the name of Jesus,
he'll allow us to understand him in the spiritual world, right? Because a lot of people, see, there's some smart people out there, Brother D. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They're charismatic with it. You know what I'm talking about? But when you ask this question here to me, it strikes a nerve because I know that you can deny God even not saying things. And also
Amen. And also
how you worshiping him. You know, worshiping him.
Amen.
And I ain't talking about praising him with your hands all the time. I'm talking about,
amen.
You heard the scripture earlier, it has to be in the man's heart.
Yes, it is.
If you got it in your heart, God's going to give you what to say. All you got to do is say
that.
He'll give you what to say.
Amen.
Just like he just gave you something. He gave you something.
Amen.
Injected it. And this, I'll tell you one thing about it. I mean, it's hard to shove a preacher sometimes. You know, if you can get a preacher to stop talking, or somebody loves discussing God's word, you did something, boy. You know what I'm talking about?
Something wrong,
you know?
Yes, sir.
You know, and maybe, we used to say, hey, Reverend Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rev, you know, we used to say this here. You know, maybe somebody came into the sanctuary that you know and you just stopped because they really know you.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't just talking about that 99 because a lot of folks give that dollar real life. But I'm talking about, will you deny that worship?
Amen.
Someone that probably knows you. They don't know you might have repented or not. They don't even know you repent or not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They don't even know if you repented or not. You know what I'm talking about? And they always, the scripture said a while ago, the evil of that, your conversation. They don't know if you repent for that. I'm going to tell you right now. This only way I believe in it. I really believe I'm not going to let nobody define me of what God forgave me for. That's a lie.
Amen.
God forgave me. I'll be a fool to let you define me what God already forgave me for. I'll be crazy to let you hold it on my head that God had forgave me about it. And you're going to say, well, I can remember when. I don't even remember no when no more. No how.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about? Because I don't want to subject myself in that spirit realm no more. So I counsel it out, man. And I counsel it out because I don't practice it, kind of lift it up. It's a time when you can testify and help somebody with that, not when you're trying to glorify yourself in it. You know.
Amen. That's the problem right there. Trying to glorify yourself.
And your worship is not always, we had a lesson about that a couple weeks ago, not always that you lifting your hands up, you know.
Uh-huh.
It ain't always, because we already learned that he won't hear the sinner's prayer, but he'll worship us.
Yes,
so that ain't talking about you always lifting your hands. There's some fruit to be in your labor. That all help me hold you. That's
the word,
fruit to be in your labor.
That's scripture.
If you're
that's
not
scripture,
fruitful, he told he cursed one tree because it wasn't fruitful.
That's scripture. That's not man.
Is your tree dried up or it's green?
That's it, bro. That's it.
Oh,
that's
it. But you got that's a good question.
Amen.
I like that question.
Yeah, you know, I was sitting here and when I heard you say that, I said, you know what, that's it. Doing the little snippet that dog called an advertiser, I tried to put something on their mind to make them think that it'd make them want to come in tomorrow and hear a word, you know.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, I can say it out of my mouth, or I can say it from my actions. You know, if you got a girlfriend, as we look at it in a carnal-minded world, you got a girlfriend. But you don't want to call her your girlfriend because she don't look the way you want her to look. Or she's not shaped and built the way you want her to be built. But at night, when you can go over to her house, you know, it's a different ball game. Then you can't stay away from her. But when you with in the public, you don't want the public to perceive that you with her. You don't want to tell no one you with her. So, but either way it go, you denied her. So you shame, my man. It's a shame to own me. Down here before me. Amen. Yes, sir.
And you know,
man,
and
you
I,
know,
I,
you
I,
know, brother, sometimes man just don't know.
Someone asked me a question, Brother D. I don't know what the other preachers did. They might be a little busy. But somebody asked me a question about when you read Proverbs, you'll hear Solomon use, he'll be talking about wisdom, then he'll change it to her. You know what I'm talking about? He'll change it to her, you know. And they would ask me about what I think about that, you know. And I tell people all the time, you know, and I from the bottom of my heart, I'm not a scholar by now. You know what I'm talking about? You might get it real good for somewhere. I'm just only giving you what I believe what the scripture means. You hear what I said? I said, and we believe it, he used it in a symbolic way, in changing the word from what we believe it was wisdom, and it changed it to her, you know. Because I was hearing how you were talking about this analogy you was using, right? So at that time, people use things, they use it so people could understand. They make words and statements so people could understand, you know, how they teach, how they convey it out. Now, for us, some people be, you know, too rich some in the spirit a little bit. They'll say, well, that's too earthly, you know what I'm talking about? And this might not be for you, though. You know what I'm talking about? It might not.
That's right.
Not be for you. But it might help someone else to understand it in a carnal way, you know what I'm talking about?
That's it.
Solomon has some great wisdom. Solomon has some great wisdom, man. He's smart man at his time. You know, he's the smartest one. You know, his teaching and his words. Sometimes, if you're not a student of the word, you ain't gonna understand it.
You ain't gonna understand it. And you know something, bro? It's funny you said that because I think you and I think I told you about this before. I used to go study with a young man. He was a few days older than I am. And he had books out this world. He had all kind of books, Hebrew this and Hebrew that, you name it, he had it. And I stopped studying with him because he told me one day you cannot use an earthly format to explain a heavenly being. I told him you had to be crazy. I said, because according to scripture, now correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't my Lord and Savior speak to the housemaid in housemaid terms?
Yes,
did he not speak to the farmer in farmer terms?
Yes, he did.
They could understand that. Now, if he had spoke to the housemaid in farmer terms, she wouldn't understand it. If he had spoke to the farmer in banker terms, he wouldn't understand it. But he spoke to them in the term that they could understand what he was saying. And when they left with the understanding of what was being taught.
Yeah.
So he told me, when he said that, I said, I tell you, I made him a man right then. I said, I can't work with this. You know, God got to fix that. This ain't for me.
And that's what
my brother was just saying.
I'm gonna tell you just that. I don't know Reverend Henry them at. I don't know if they just got off or what. But I want to say this here with you, right? We were just talking about that, about the someone with the Holy Ghost, you know what I'm talking about? And someone is using their intellect, you know. You know what I'm talking about? They use their earthly mind, you know what I'm talking about, and deal with God.
Right.
They really trained, you know, and could have been trained on somebody's theory, you know what I'm talking about? You know, they're not letting the full Holy Spirit help and teach them, you know. So what I'm saying, they might say, well, this is not the original language. When you're looking at the English term, it got broke down from Hebrew to Greek to English, you know.
Right.
So they say we lost a lot of information. Yeah, we lost a lot of information in that, you know. And I told them, and I tell anybody, I really believe God would not let us like no food. I'm just crazy.
He's just not gonna do it. He's just not. He loves us too much.
I just don't believe. And we speak about him. I just don't believe he's gonna let us
like
no food.
Bro, he loves us. He loves us too much. He does.
Yeah.
Here I go again, being as you said, earthly men. There's no way a man will lay down his life for you and let you do like a fool. He just loves us too much for that. And then he told you. He said all their ways.
Yeah.
He said get an understanding. If you study and talk to him, you'll leave with understanding. He just loves us too much for that. God just won't do it. I'm like you now.
Yeah.
Now I could be wrong, but my Lord and Savior got to show my wrong. I just don't believe there's no way possible that God will allow us to look ignorant.
I was thinking, Brother D, I know, so we got to get off this thing. I got to go. We finna go to church right quick.
I heard you trying to get to church.
A physical church.
Right.
So to say this, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't get no understanding from people like that, because you get what not to say and what to say. You know what I'm talking about? You kind of sift that stuff out, you know, if you want to play with the spirit like that. But I'm telling you, man, life is so short. In the ministry that we're in right now, people of growth trying to be the ones that can make the right saying and doing the right thing. And all that, I found out God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
And forever.
Ain't nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under nothing.
Nothing.
So I quit trying to tell people that. I came a brand new, there's a brand new. Ain't nothing new. Nothing new.
Nothing new.
Nothing
new. Nothing new. Nothing.
Nothing.
And you know what, bro? I know you got to go to church, but I've tried to give it. I got a young man in Detroit that he's trying to mend his ways and change. He called me quite a bit now. We discuss his word. And I used to always tell him, Virginia, there's nothing new under the sun. I said, let me show you something. You look at a car today, it's on four wheels. That's transportation. If you go back in time, you'll go back to the horse and buggy. That was transportation. If you travel a little further back in time, you go back to the mules and the wagons. That was transportation. If you keep going back, you travel back into the elephant and the donkeys. That's transportation. If you want to go a little further back, you'll find where they used to have four strong men, and one would sit on the corner. They had a thing they call a halo that the king and the queen would ride around in. That was transportation. So it's nothing new. It may be a new way to do it, but it's the same old tree.
Yeah.
Just in a new bag. It's just in a new bag. Yeah. It's like finding something new on this earth is like trying to find some new land. He already gave us all he going to give us. It's just not possible. Just not possible. Yeah.
Then you keep reading. He said heaven and earth will pass.
You know what
my word.
Yes, yeah. I used to hear Brother T.M. say all the time. He said, I'd rather stand on God's word than everything I know. Because heaven and earth should pass away. According to him, but my word will never fail.
Never. Not a jot of the tiller.
not one jot. According to scripture. Yes, sir. That's it, bro. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, we got to step out. We believe if it's God's will, you know, if it's God's will, we can come back on Thursday, the same point of time, and you know, let you know. If it be His will, we'll try to come on and convey that God's love again. You know. We thank everybody that come out, especially one to participate in it, and, you know, trying to get in this service and try to call ministry. You know, all we're trying to do is just to come together, fellowship, you know. You know, you'd be surprised how people, and I've been told and texted and showed and that we really helping them along the way, but well, I'm going to say this here. We're not only helping you, we're helping ourselves, too.
Amen.
As we help you, we help ourselves, you know. The old school said, we're building up temples, you know.
That's right.
I guess that later on.
Hey, my brother, let me say this real quick. Yeah. I know we got to go. But you said something when you said we hope and trust that we reach someone. I just want to show those listeners something, how powerful God's word is, how these services reaches out. On last Wednesday, we were doing a service, and my auntie was speaking, and the very thing that she spoke on, you know, we don't know who's listening. We don't know who's not. On time, Dog would tell me who's on. He would say, well, I got Brother Eric on. If Reverend Harold comes, I got, you know, that's the only time he'll tell me. Other guys, I don't really know who's on. But he says, he opened the mic of a young man, and a young man came in, and was speaking on grievance and how God will heal. And the young man came in, and he said that he was on his way to the racetrack, and he got a call that his mom had just died. And he wanted to turn around, but the young man that was with him, I think it was a brother or something, said that their wife had called and said, well, listen, there's truly nothing you can do when God is working. I said, go on, do what you're doing, and when you get back, we'll take it, we'll have to take care of. But just show you how these services can help you don't know who. That's why God said if one, just one, he said an angel in heaven rejoices. Now, we have no idea who the young man was. They didn't even know he was on. But that service, he said it did him all the good in the world, sat there and listened to us. See, you just never know. That's why we have to ask the Lord. I hear my brothers all the time, pray for us. That's why we ask God to continue to bless the preachers. Don't curse the preacher. Don't down the preacher. Ask God to bless the preachers. Because the Bible says, how can you hear without? And if you know like I know, you should want to hear.
God bless
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
You're on something. You're on something now.
I just want to share that a little bit with the family, man. I want to share that a little bit with them. Just don't know who listening to you.
God bless you, man. You know, that's why we don't close our ears to things, you know, because only God can do the conviction if anything right or wrong. But we just here to be able to be a willing servant, you know. You know, serving the Lord, it will pay off after a while.
Yes, sir.
I mean that. After a while, it will pay off. I know some of us here, we feel it, I hope it already paid off because we believe we're going to make an end just because we've been laboring, and our labor don't want to be in vain in the Lord. But while we labor, it should be kingdom building, not Eric building, not Brother D building, but God building. You know, it has him being lifted up. If he ain't being lifted up, you better watch out. I ain't talking about no Christmas thing. You better watch out. I ain't talking about that either. I'm talking about God not share his glory. He said, if you rob him, man, he ain't going to do it.
you gonna do? He said, you gonna say me or you gonna say mama? what are you gonna say? You know,
that's right.
That's what we had today. We thank God for that. We thank God for the beautiful lesson, man. It came out like God wanted to come out. If it be God, we'll dress it up a little more on Thursday. If he wants to go back to and finish it up, we'll be in prayer on that too. And I always say this here, man. You know, like Brother D just said, man, keep us in prayer. You know, keep us in prayer.
That's
that,
it.
You know, we try to do God's will, not our will. You know. You know, we just ask you guys to, when you do this, you know, just think about someone else. You know, sometimes just pray for someone else, not always just you all the time. You know, pray for someone else. You know, you never know how God will allow you to come in that situation, you know. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And one of you brothers want to pray before we get out?
And I promise you, brother, what you just said, you never know. I was laying here today and got a call. One of my friends. I knew he had some illness, but didn't know it was to the extent that it was. They just called me there and told me he had a stroke day before yesterday. They said he had a stroke yesterday. They called me there and told me that the Lord had called his number. So, what Brother Eagle was telling you, people are checking out every day. That's why Brother Eagle keeps trying to stress the fact that hell is enlarged and stuff. They're checking out every day.
Yeah.
Will you be ready? And I know I talk too much. I be trying to be quiet. So, sister and brother, if you're not in line with God's word today, you need to know one thing. It's not too late to get in line right now. It's not too late. You can reach out and grab hold to God's unchanging hand right now. The word said, the day you hear my voice, he said, hard not. Ain't that what he said, my brother? He said it. Hard now. Don't wait till you hear his voice.
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus. It's his son. Yes.
Praise God.
We at this church, brother. We might have to step out to you.
Well, you said it best, though, bro. You said it earlier. When you love God, it's hard to walk away. You just got to close.
Was so crazy, though. And we going to church.
And going to church. Yeah. Going to church. Having church and going to church.
So what? So what? When church Sunday? Was that yesterday? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every day.
Go and pray, Reverend. You know,
yes,
you all made all the dollars.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my brother.
We thank God for what our ears have heard and our hearts have received. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you for blessing on this day, Father God. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit, how it comforted us and led us into worship. Now, Father, we ask that you let this lesson remain in our hearts and let us meditate on it and let us go and show forth to a dying world that you yet live, for you live within our hearts. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that played a part to have this service just what you would have it to be. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. We thank you for it all. Amen.
Amen.
Twinkie and I were in Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's it.
With Bishop L.T. Walker.
That's it. Yeah.
Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth.
Mm-hmm.
These were some good members, Brashear. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway.
Face the facts.
Face the facts.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your paper loose.
Turn your paper loose.
He will bring you out.
He'll bring you out.
And give you. Question God.
So don't question God.
Just accept.
Just accept.
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 What God allows.
I kept on writing, Karen. Kept on writing, Jackie.
Except
what God allows.
What God allows. Even you, when you don't understand it, it's working for your good.
Accept every trial.
Accept every trial.
Accept it even now.
Accept it.
Give you a smile.
He'll give you.
Give you.
He'll give you a smile.
Mr. Swinger. Put it.
Put it.
Put it.
Put it.
Put it in it.
In
his
hand.
He has the master plan.
He
your trial.
Your trial is for the stepping stone.
It will lead you.
It will lead you.
It will lead you.
Lead you.
Lead you.
Lead you.
About a heavenly.
Heavenly.
Heavenly. Road. God bless you, Dr. Matty Moss Clark. We love you.
pray. Just want you to do one thing before I leave the organ. I want you to look over and find somebody that looks a little depressed. They seem like they got bags under their eyes. Look like they slept all week long. Find somebody that looks lonely. They just need somebody to hold them and tell them that I love them. Did you find somebody that looks like they're going through? Just look at them and tell them this. For all you've been through, God's got a blessing for you.
In a minute.